Hello, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Brandon on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
Yes, hi, this is Ariel with the Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new hair relaxer claimant on the line, Miss
Okay.
Sarah Powell. Would you assist her?
Yes, thank you for your time.
Thank you as well. All right, Sarah, they're going to help you from here, and you guys both have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello, is this Sarah?
Yes,
Hi, Sarah, and I just want to make sure I have your name correct. This is Sarah Powell, correct?
Correct.
Okay, well, my name is Brandon. I'll be your intake specialist today to file a claim for the hair relaxer lawsuit. Now, I'm assuming that you'd like to file a claim today, correct?
Correct.
Okay, got it. Now, have you ever spoken to any attorneys regarding this?
No.
Okay, and just to confirm, can you confirm with me that you've never signed any documents with any other law firms against any hair relaxer products?
Yes, that's true.
Okay, thank you. Now, was it you that was using these hair straightening chemicals in the last 20 years?
Correct.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with cancer after using a hair relaxer?
Correct.
Okay. So was it endometrial, uterine, or ovarian?
Ovarian.
Ovarian. Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. How long ago was it that you were diagnosed?
It was like December of last year.
Of last year, December of 2023, right?
Correct.
Okay, that was in 2023. And you would be filing this claim for yourself. Do you know what day in December? It's okay if you don't.
I honestly don't, but I know that like the date that my treatment started was literally like on Christmas.
Oh, it was on Christmas,
So
so
the 25th.
I see.
Correct.
Okay, got it. And how old were you when you were first diagnosed?
36.
36. Okay, got it. And what was your diagnosing doctor's name?
I dealt with like a series of different doctors, but the first one, I'll have to spell it for you.
Okay.
I can't really pronounce it. It's Premal. And then the last name is Sanghavi.
AVI. Okay. Primal Sanghavi. I probably butchered that, but that sounds correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And what was the hospital's name that you were diagnosed at?
It was California Medical Center. It was the hospital.
The hospital, but California Medical Center. Got it in general.
Yeah.
California Hospital Medical Center Foundation. Okay, is that on Grand Avenue in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. I have that down here. Okay, and I do have a phone number for the hospital. I'm not sure if you have your doctor's phone number. Most likely not. Do you?
No, not on hand.
That's okay. I'll just put down the hospital's phone number for the time being. Okay. Now, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed?
More than 4 times. Yeah, I was using it probably 8 times a year.
About 8 times a year.
Yeah, because it's recommended for like all new growth.
Right.
So like when the hair starts to grow out, then you would apply it again.
I see. I see. Okay, so it was about 8 times a year. And also, I do apologize if some of these questions are redundant or if you've already been asked them in the last call. I do have to
It's okay.
re-verify. Okay. Now, are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
You are. Okay. And what's your date of birth?
11/30/87.
1987.
Correct.
Okay, November 30th. Got it. Oh, you just had a birthday. I hope it went well.
Yeah, thank
Happy
you.
late birthday, of course. Now, this next question is a bit random, but I do have to ask. In the past, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
No. Okay. And in terms of any friends, family, or loved ones, do you know any that use the same brand of hair relaxers as you?
I do, yeah.
You do? Okay. Got it. Now, what state did you first ever use hair relaxer in? I know it's a pretty specific question.
I was in California.
You're in California as well? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. And what year would you say that first time was?
Back in 2014.
In 2014. Okay, so mm-hmm. you started in 2014. And when was the last time, if you can remember, that you ever used it?
In December of 2023 when I found out like what
yeah.
was going on.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, and who let you know of the possible link between the two?
It wasn't that first doctor, but it was the second doctor that I saw mm-hmm. there at the medical center. Because they just were exploring so many different things, and like,
right.
They said that they had seen situations. They said they couldn't say for certain, but they'd seen other situations that were similar.
Right.
And that I needed to look into that possibility.
Mm-hmm.
I
see.
Yeah.
Okay, so they did let you know about it. And you did say
yeah.
that you used it about monthly when it comes to the actual application?
Not really monthly, but it was about, like I say, like 8 times a year. So
yeah.
a little more than a month.
Okay, got it. All right, and based off the information you gave me earlier, it looks like you've been using hair relaxer. If you stopped in 2023, give me one
about
second.
About 9 years.
About 9 years, yeah. Okay, about 9 years. And would you go to a salon to have it done, or would you do it yourself at home?
Both.
Both.
Mainly I would do it at home.
Okay, got it. And when you would do it at home, where would you normally purchase your products from?
Usually from like Sally's or Walmart.
I see. Okay, got it. Yeah, it's the usual go-tos for most hair products in general. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And professionally, you don't have to provide this, by the way, but do you know of any salons that you would normally go to?
It would just be like at random, like random stylists at the salon suite.
Right. Okay. Got it. Okay. And you currently do not use any hair relaxer products, correct?
No, not at all.
Okay. And in terms, it's completely okay if you don't have any, by the way, but do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
No.
Okay. Now, what are the name brands that you did use?
The Dark and Lovely products.
Dark and Lovely. Okay. And L'Oreal, mm-hmm. I'm assuming, underneath those.
Yeah, I think that's the people that make the relaxer.
Right, right. Okay. Dark and Lovely. Got it. Now, this question is a bit loaded, so I'm going to say a bit slower for you. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for the first year?
The diagnosis?
Yes, and I would have to assume yes,
no.
based off of what you told me. You said no?
No, the diagnosis didn't come until like years later.
Right. I see what you mean. Okay, so you first started using the product regularly in 2014, correct? And
correct.
Did you ever stop throughout until 2023?
No, I mean, that was just the go-to relaxer. Like, it had pretty good results, and that's just, like, what everybody was kind of using.
Right, right.
It was just
okay.
a popular brand, and it was, like, highly advertised and everything.
Okay, and it was your go-to brand, so within those 9 years, you were using that one mainly?
Yes.
Okay, got it. That's pretty, in essence, that's what the question meant. Sorry, I know it's a bit confusing. Okay.
No,
now, throughout that time, you never did stop. And you first became aware of the link between the hair relaxers and your diagnosis pretty much around your diagnosis date, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Now, after you were diagnosed, what type of treatment did you receive?
It was chemo, but I mean, ultimately, I had to have a full hysterectomy.
A full hysterectomy.
So it was like, yeah, it was like no saving anything.
Yeah, so much to have to go through as well. Sorry to hear. Did the hysterectomy come? You said it was on the 25th that you were actually treated, right? On Christmas?
Correct.
I see.
Correct.
Okay. So your treatment date would be on Christmas Day. Okay. And the same doctor that diagnosed you, was that the same one that treated you? Or I know you were probably going to a lot of different doctors.
No, she initially did like all of my labs and like all she ordered all of my like my other testing. Like I had to go through like biopsies and ultrasounds and all that stuff. But
Right.
I ended up seeing like four other doctors after her. So
I see. Okay.
there was
Got it.
like a team. They have a whole unit for that.
I see. So the team in the unit was basically the one that treated you during this whole
Right.
chemotherapy process. Okay. And do any of their names pop out to you?
Not really, because I wasn't really seeing the doctor like that. I would just go
Yeah.
in for my treatments, and then I would have like just a random appointment here and there.
I
And
see.
it honestly was always a different doctor, so
Right.
I mean,
Okay.
I can look it up for you if you need it, but
It's
I'd
okay.
have to call in and all that.
Yeah, technically your diagnosing doctor should have all of that information since they're the one who referred you to them
Okay.
in the first place. So I'll go ahead and put their information down here. Okay. Okay. Now, this next question is for HIPAA compliances only. I do have to ask, can you confirm your gender for me?
Yeah, female.
Thank you. And what's your current marital status?
I'm divorced.
Divorced. Okay. Got it. And your first name, Sarah, Sarah. And Powell is spelled Powell.
Correct.
Okay. And do you have a middle name?
Yeah, Paige.
You said Paige, Paige.
Correct.
Okay, got it. All right, so it's spelled like Paige, but with an I after the A, correct? Okay, and do you have a suffix for your name?
No.
Okay, and what are the last four of your social?
6144.
Okay, got it. And now, do you currently have health insurance?
I do.
Okay, got it. And for your primary contact information, the primary contact email I have for you is imsarahpowell@gmail.com. Does that sound correct?
No, it's at Yahoo.
At Yahoo, not Gmail. Okay, got it. Let me change that here. Okay, and this is your primary email, right? Okay, and your phone number I have down is 850-288-9200.
Yes.
All right. And is this your mobile phone?
Yes.
Okay. And how would you prefer to be contacted? Through calls, text, or email?
Text is probably best.
Text is best. Okay. Got it. And is the morning a good time for you, or do you usually work in the mornings?
Morning or like noon? Morning up until noon is good.
Okay. I'll go ahead and put that down here. And what is your current address?
1201 South Hope Street, and it's unit 3011 in Los Angeles, California,
Okay. Zip code
90015.
90015. Got it. And did you say 311 or 3011?
3011.
Got it. Okay. And that's an apartment, correct?
Correct.
All right, got it. Now, for my last question, do you have a copy of your own medical records, or are they all with the hospital?
Yeah, I have a copy.
You have a copy. Okay. If you were to provide those to us, would it be through mail or electronically, just through an email?
I guess email.
Yeah, either way works. Whatever's best for you. Okay. And
Okay.
the last thing would be to fill in for an emergency contact. I'm not sure if you have anyone that pops into your mind for an emergency contact in case we're unable to contact you. But if you do, I can take them down. If not, I can just leave it empty.
No, you can just leave it.
Okay. All right. And that was all the questions I actually had for you at the moment. Now, give me one quick second here just to clear up a couple of these and confirm some of this information with you as well. All right. So you were taking hair relaxer, and the name in brand was Dark and Lovely. It looks like that you started in 2014, you stopped in 2023 around your diagnosis, and treatment started the following Christmas during that same month that you were diagnosed. Now, I have your name written down as Sarah Powell, and middle name is Paige. Last four of your social is 6144.
Correct.
Okay, and that was everything here. So I'm going to go ahead and send you some documents over now. These should be in your email as well as your text. So they should be being sent over any second here. Now, when you do fill out these documents, that basically allows us to pull medical records at that point. And when that point comes, you'll be able to get a call from the attorney. So he'll verify all the information we went over. It usually takes about 5 minutes. And you're all set with a claim after that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, of course. Now, you should be receiving those emails or texts here. Let me know if it actually sends over.
In text or email?
Either one.
Okay. Yeah, I just got it.
Awesome. Yeah, so when you open those up, it should let you continue, and then you can read through the documents themselves. Great. And there'll be a yellow text box over the areas where you're supposed to sign and a smaller one for initials. There should just be a couple of those.
Okay. And then, like, does this obligate me to your office at all, or?
So technically not. These are the beginning of the retainers, but the attorney will actually finish that up. So after the conversation with the attorney, that's when you will be obligated. But technically, for any type of claim just like this, these are mass tort claims. So throughout the process, mm-hmm. you can always switch attorneys if you found someone that works better for you, or if the percentages are different. You can always basically just let go of the attorney you're working with.
Okay. Do these documents contain, like, your fees?
Yes, and I can tell you those right off bat as well. So that would be 60% for you and 40% to the law firm.
Okay. All right. Do you have any other questions?
I don't for you, but I'm just waiting basically to make sure that you don't have any when it comes to those documents and you're able to get them signed up.
Okay. Yeah, I see the documents right now. I'm going to go through them and read them all. And I guess,
okay. I'll give you your time for that then. I'll leave you off with this. I'll send you a text message here with my information. I'll also send you a text with the law firm that this is going to. So this one in particular should be for Pulaski. So I'll go ahead and write that out in a text. And my name is Brandon Sharp, by the way. So you'll be getting the text from Brandon Sharp.
Okay. Yeah, I see the forms now.
Okay. Did you want me to stay on the call with you while you look through them, or you can always...
No, this is a lot of text. I think it's going to take more than a few minutes to read it.
No problem at all. I'll send you this text now. So if you have any questions, give me a call or send me a text as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I appreciate your time. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.